Welcome back, everybody, to The Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be talking about authentic ministry. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
And to guide us in our deep dive today, we are going to be looking at a lecture by Dr. Ayo Adewuya. And specifically, this is a lecture about 2 Corinthians 3.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm sure we've all seen those ministries that just seem so impressive, right? Like from the outside.
Oh, yeah.
But when you really look deeper, it's kind of like, is there really any life-changing power in this?
Right.
And I think that's what we're going to try to get at today. What's the real deal when it comes to ministry?
I think it's a great question. And Dr. Adewuya starts off his lecture by talking about how even the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Paul.
Right.
This is the guy, right? He even faced criticism. People would question his authority.
Huh.
Because he didn't have the typical letters of recommendation.
You know, that's so interesting because it makes you wonder, what did people back then consider like the must-haves for ministry?
Right.
Were they looking for something? Like, did they have like theological degrees back then?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. It does seem that way. But Paul really flips the script.
Okay.
He points to the transformed lives of the Corinthians. Yeah. And he's basically saying, look at these people. They're changed. That is the evidence. That's my recommendation.
Hmm.
Right there. It's like it really makes you stop and think about what we view as qualifications.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like the proof is in the pudding.
Exactly.
So that brings us to this really important idea, believers being living epistles.
Yes.
Dr. Adewuya says, we as followers of Christ, we are the letter of Christ to the world today.
Imagine a letter that's not written on paper, but it's on a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's living and breathing. That's us. That's who we are. Every choice we make, every interaction we have, it's either pointing people to Jesus or it's obscuring the message.
Wow, that's such a powerful image. So it's not just about going to church or volunteering. It's like every little thing we do.
Exactly. That's our lives.
And it's a reflection, right?
That's right. And it makes me think of this story that Dr. Adewuya tells about John Wesley. This guy comes up to John Wesley and he says, God doesn't care about education or learning.
Hmm.
And Wesley fires right back. He's like, well, God isn't interested in your ignorance either.
That's so good. I love that story. It's like, it's that balance, right?
Yeah.
Like we need a heart change, but that doesn't mean neglecting our minds. Like you have to use those gifts. You have to study. You have to prepare.
We need both.
Both character and competence to really reflect Christ.
It's that balance that makes the impact like Paul did.
Yeah. Speaking of Paul, Dr. Adewuya then kind of goes into this comparison of the old covenant and the new covenant.
Yes.
Okay.
He explains how the old covenant was all about the law, follow the rules.
Right.
And ultimately, that led to this feeling of separation from God and even death. But then you have the new covenant. Jesus brings in the new covenant.
Right.
And it's all about the Holy Spirit. It's empowered by the Spirit and it brings life.
Right. So it's not just about, you know, doing the right things anymore.
It's internal.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about being transformed.
It's a heart change. And that leads to a really important question that he brings up. How often do we get caught in that trap of thinking that ministry is about doing things for God rather than being changed by God? I mean, honestly, I think that's something I've wrestled with.
Yeah, me too.
It's easy to fall into that trap.
Yeah, and it's easy to get lost in the doing, and we miss the point,
mm-hmm.
the being. And Dr. Adewuya uses this really powerful image to illustrate this contrast. He talks about Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Moses coming down from Mount Sinai.
Right.
After receiving the Ten Commandments. And his face is shining.
Oh, yeah.
So brightly with God's glory that he had to cover it with a veil.
It's crazy image. So what do you think Dr. Adewuya is trying to say with that?
He's making this connection to what Paul is arguing in 2 Corinthians. The veil, he says, it symbolized that fading glory of the old covenant, that inability to grasp God's plan. But in Christ, the veil is removed. We can see God's glory, and that's what changes us.
It's like we've been given new eyes to see God, see ourselves. And as we look upon his glory, we're transformed.
From the inside out.
Hmm. That's a powerful thought. But it also makes you wonder, what veils are preventing people from seeing Christ today? Is it our preconceived notions? Is it fear? Is it that legalism that we were talking about before?
I think it could be all of those. Maybe all of them at the same time.
Yeah.
And legalism, just so we're all on the same page, that's just getting so focused on the outward rules.
Right.
That we totally miss the point of God's love and grace.
Right.
And it's interesting because Dr. Adewuya says transformation It's a process.
Okay.
It's ongoing. Mm. He uses this phrase, from one degree of glory to another, to describe it. It's not a one-time thing.
Gotcha. So it's a continual journey. And he says the key to that transformation is beholding God's glory. But where do we actually see this glory? Is it just in the Bible? Or are there other places we encounter it?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it's unique for each of us. But I do think there are specific places we might experience it.
I think you're right. Like, we see it in scripture, obviously. We see it in creation, like the beauty of creation. Yeah. We see it in the lives of other people.
Absolutely.
And even in those moments, like when you feel really connected to someone or you experience profound love.
Oh, yeah.
Like that sense of awe, encountering something that's bigger than yourself.
You got it.
That's God's glory.
You've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
It's about tuning our hearts to recognize it even in the everyday.
Mm-hmm. And so as we behold that glory, then we're changed.
We are, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From one degree to another.
Which is so encouraging because it means that we don't have to be like shining with God's glory right now.
Yeah.
We're still on that journey.
Absolutely. It's not about being perfect. It's about letting God work in us.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings us back to this question of what hinders us from seeing it.
Yes.
What hinders us from beholding God's glory.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Adedia talks about approaching God with unveiled faces.
What do you think he means by that?
Hmm.
Because when I think about that, I think about just being honest.
Yeah.
Before God, being vulnerable, like taking off the masks that we tend to wear.
Right.
And letting him see us as we are.
Yeah. Authenticity.
Yeah. It also makes me think about the veils we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to think legalism was like the biggest one, but lately I've been thinking that fear is a huge one.
Oh, that's a good point.
Like fear can really block us from experiencing God's love.
Yeah, fear will keep us from experiencing his love and keep us from sharing it.
Yeah, exactly.
So this unveiling, it's about removing those things, the things that block our view of God's truth
mm-hmm.
and keep us from being changed by it.
So how do we do that? How do we go about this unveiling?
I think it starts with just being honest with ourselves.
Okay.
What are those things that are holding us back? You know, what are those fears, those insecurities, maybe past hurts? The things that are keeping us from God's fullness.
Mm-hmm.
We got to bring those things into the light, surrender them to God,
mm-hmm.
and let him heal and restore us.
Yeah.
And remember, this isn't passive.
Right.
Beholding God's glory, it takes work. It takes engagement. It means digging into God's word.
Yeah.
Spending time in prayer,
mm.
being open to what the Holy Spirit is saying.
Right. It's not about having like a feeling or an experience.
No.
It's about seeking God in all areas of our life.
And it's about letting ourselves be changed
mm-hmm.
by what we see and hear.
Mm.
Dr. Dodoe makes this point that the old covenant, it focused on external obedience.
Yeah.
You know, follow the law.
Right.
But the new covenant, it goes deeper.
Yeah.
It writes God's law on our hearts. Through the Spirit.
It's like moving from a rule book to a love letter.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So instead of just following the rules, it's like we are changed by God's love.
And that is what authentic ministry flows from.
Mm.
A changed heart. It's not about striving. It's about reflecting. Reflecting the love and compassion that we've received.
So it makes you wonder, how would ministry be different if we all thought about it that way?
Right.
Like, what if we truly believed that our lives were the most compelling letter of recommendation for Christ?
How would we act? Yeah.
How would our actions change? I think we'd be less concerned with titles,
mm-hmm.
you know, and positions, and more focused on just showing Christ's love.
I think so, yeah.
In all our interactions, I think we'd be quicker to serve,
mm-hmm.
slower to judge,
yeah.
and ready to extend grace.
Yes, the grace that's been given to us.
Like God has given to us. And Dr. Adedia is quick to point out this doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
It's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit is a big part of it. He reminds us it's not about our own strength. It's about yielding to the Spirit.
Think of it like a seed.
Okay.
You plant a seed. It needs time.
Mm-hmm.
Nourishment. The right conditions.
Mm.
Spiritual growth is the same.
Yeah.
We have to be rooted in God's word. Connected to each other,
yeah.
open to the Spirit.
And sometimes that growth is messy. It's uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
But God is using those times.
He is. He's shaping us,
mm-hmm.
even when it's hard.
That's the beauty of grace.
Yeah.
It meets us where we are, and it transforms us in our brokenness.
It's not about being perfect.
It's about letting God work through our imperfections.
And I think that is so important.
It is.
Especially in a world that measures ministry by, like, outward success
yeah.
or accomplishments. But it's about who we're becoming.
Exactly.
Not what we achieve.
It's a message that brings us back to the heart of the gospel. You're loved, forgiven, empowered to live a life that shows God's glory, not our own. And that's something worth embracing.
Wherever we are on our journey.
Wherever we are. It really is freeing, you know, to realize we don't have to have it all figured out. Like, we can just be vessels for God to use. And that brings me to this question. You know, if the real test of authentic ministry isn't about, like, the outward stuff, but it's really about this inward change, how do we know if we're on the right track?
That's a really good question. And I think it goes back to that idea of beholding God's glory.
Okay.
We've been talking about, it's really about taking a look at our own lives, honestly, and ask, are we becoming more like Christ? You know, are we showing his character in our relationships, in our work, the way we treat other people?
Right. So it's not about comparing ourselves to other people or trying to be perfect.
Exactly.
But just being real with ourselves.
Being honest.
Yeah. And seeking God. You know, one thing I love about Dr. Adoya's lecture is that he doesn't shy away from the hard parts of ministry.
No, he doesn't.
He admits surrendering to the Holy Spirit. It's not always easy.
Right.
It can be messy.
It's not always predictable.
Yeah.
There's a vulnerability there. You're giving up control, letting God lead.
Trusting him.
Even when we don't understand his ways, his timing. But that surrender, that's where we find real freedom. Freedom from trying so hard.
Yeah.
Freedom from fear. And that freedom to be used by God in ways we never imagined.
And he also really emphasizes that. This authentic ministry, it comes from understanding God's grace.
Yes.
We're not trying to earn God's love.
Right.
We're serving out of gratitude for what he's already done.
It's like a response, overflowing. It's a ministry of reconciliation, bringing ourselves back to God and to each other. It's about offering that same grace, that forgiveness we've been given to everyone, even when it's hard.
And that's the power of the gospel, I think.
I agree.
Loving people even when they're unlovable, forgiving when it seems impossible.
It's amazing.
Just showing that crazy grace, that changed us.
It's what it means to be a living epistle, to let our lives speak, draw people to Christ.
And it makes me think of all the people I admire.
Oh, yeah.
Who just, they shine Christ's love. It's not about having some big title or being on a platform. It's about showing up with kindness, compassion, a desire to serve.
It's who they are. It's that transformation, fueled by grace, empowered by the Spirit. That changes the world, one person at a time.
Well, as we wrap up this deep dive on authentic ministry, here's a final thought for you. If it's not about the outward actions, but really about that inward transformation, what's one area where you feel challenged to grow, to reflect God's glory to the world? Something to think about. I hope it inspires us to live more authentically for Christ.